Yes, she's an exception, I guess. I mean, you see country people and hillbillies, and I mean, you know, there's a big difference in the way they speak and the way they present themselves, and you certainly can't say there's anything hottie-totty or snooty about them. Perhaps a little standoffish, but yeah, everybody's, there's a big difference.
Really?
My roommate is a Yankee, you know.
Where's he from?
He's from Michigan.
Really? So what is it in his voice that makes him sound like...
Well, it's even the manner in which he speaks sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because in the South, we were raised to have manners and to use them, to say thank you, to say please, may I, or, you know, I don't think they teach things like that in the North. I really don't. I have a stepdaughter in Portland that is, how old is Debbie? About 37, 38 now. Mm-hmm. And she is still so Yankee. Now, she lived with us for a few years. And she did pick up a Southern accent. She lost her Yankee accent. But she's picked it back up. Big time. And the words they say, they do use different words when they talk, you know?
Do you think people know he's not from around here?
If you talk to him, his parents, his dad was an engineer with one of the, like, GMC or something like that, you know? And they retired to Tennessee. Now, his father doesn't strike me as a Yankee. Or his mother, really. But they've been in Tennessee for a few years. I mean, there's something about some of those places I don't like to go in Tennessee. But...
Well, let me ask you this. Do you perceive a difference in the way younger people and older people talk? Can you tell the difference?
Yeah. Younger people usually are more bad-mouthed. More free with their words. Yes.
What about the way black folks and white folks talk? Do you... Can you hear a difference? If somebody were to call you on the phone and they were black, do you think you could correctly identify them as being
so? Unless they made a point to learn not to speak. The, what is it called? What is it?
Ebonics.
Ebonics, yes. I mean, if they make an effort, I've seen many a black person that could talk and talk very properly. Now, I can't understand a lot of their things. You know, whether it's their job or what. But it's, I expect it to be different, really. Because, I mean, you know, I don't expect it to be any less or any... I mean, I just expect it to be different. You expect Latinos to be different. You expect your Hispanics. I mean, Chinese speak to everybody, you know.
Sure. It's just cultural groups.
Exactly.
What about men and women? Do you think that there's something in their speech that is unique or different? Can you tell a difference?
Don't you think all that depends on the degree of education and such people
That's
have?
That's a good point. That was my next question. Do you think that education, it has a...
It definitely
somebody
does.
Somebody who's really educated versus someone who isn't, that there's going to be some kind of reflection in how they talk.
There's a big difference. Education determines a lot of it. Like my grandbaby. She speaks beautifully. She sounds like a little angel over the phone. And you would never guess that she was biracial. You wouldn't. And her dad's pretty, very proper. But you just would not ever guess. She's so cute.
Oh, is she?
She is beautiful.
And tell me how old she is again.
She'll be 7 in August.
That's a fun age.
She is a delight.
All right, well, that's about it.
You're kidding.
No, we've used an hour.
Have we really?
We have.
What were the cards for?